There are two separate measures circulating at L.A. City Hall about how to address the city's rise in homelessness. The L.A. City Council voted today to put a bond measure on the ballot in November, which, if passed, would raise $1.2 billion over the next decade to provide housing for those living on the streets. There's also a parcel tax proposal that the council members will vote on Friday. But how all that money would be spent should voters sign off is still up in the air. KCRW's Francis Anderton spoke with the CEO of one likely candidate for those funds, a nonprofit supportive housing developer based in Skid Row. She's here now to talk about it on this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Francis.
Hello, Steve.
All right, supportive housing. Supportive. This isn't just housing. This is housing with something else going on.
Correct. Housing with support, based on the idea that primarily you solve homelessness by providing a home. Once you've provided the home, you provide services attached to that home. In the case of the Skid Row Housing Trust, which is based in downtown Los Angeles, it runs about 25 buildings. What you will get there is you will get a unit to live in, hopefully for life, but you will also get medical, on-site medical care. You will get counselling, especially if you've had issues with drug abuse, substance abuse. There are all sorts of community services. There will be help perhaps with looking for a job. The idea being, get people housed and then initiate the process of reintegration, but keep that all in one place.
Tell us a little bit more about the Skid Row Housing Trust and the architects that work with them.
Well, the Skid Row Housing Trust is quite an extraordinary patron of architecture, one might call it. This is an organization that's been embedded in Skid Row for several decades. Its current CEO, Mike Alvidres, has a background in planning. He and his team absolutely believe in the importance of design and planning to the health and well-being of their residents and of the community around it as well. So to that end, they have brought in a bunch of really good architects in Los Angeles. They include Michael Moltzen, Koenig Eisenberg, Killifer Flamang, Brooks and Scarpa. There's quite a list of them. And they, one, do ask them to produce quite striking-looking buildings, but it's much more than that. They're very, very thoughtful about the planning of the buildings. Point being, you have people who've been isolated, left out on the streets. They want those people to have a sense of community. All their projects have communal space. There'll be courtyards. There'll be external staircases where people can meet. There'll be common spaces. It's something that there'll be lots and lots of light. There's a belief that a lot of these people are sort of traumatized. They have PTSD. Light helps. Now, these all sound like, duh, you know, isn't that obvious? But frankly, you can see for-profit housing that doesn't necessarily incorporate all those attributes.
What do people say, Francis, who argue that, you know, this isn't about really design or making fancy buildings, architects, you know, making common spaces, supportive services, things like that. People need to get off the street. We need to get them shelter, and we need to do that as inexpensively as possible.
Well, if we're talking about Skid Row Housing Trust, they would obviously agree with that basic statement, but they would say everybody's life, that of the resident as well as that of the surrounding community, improves when there is pride in that surroundings and when those tax dollars have been spent with love and commitment. Let's hand off to Mike Alvidres, head of Skid Row Housing Trust. He had this to say.
When you think about the systems that homeless people go through, they have the worst designed buildings that they experience. So they experience the welfare office, the mental health office, the emergency room in a hospital, all of which are examples of that message, we don't really care much about you or what you think about us.
So in his words, this is about bringing people up, not necessarily just getting them off the streets, but socially and psychologically bringing them up, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, actually, Steve. He said that people who've come off the street already have very low self-esteem by definition. So to give them not just housing, but housing that is built with love and pride goes one step further.
And so the question is, where does the money come from? And is there enough for the psychological aspect of it, too? Francis Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Francis, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.